to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
give me a break.
You speed it up, Nell. I gotta be on that plane in 45 minutes.
Chief, if the good Lord had meant for me to go any faster, I would have been born with racing stripes.
Well, get a move on anyway, huh? I don't want to be late for that police convention.
Why? Will they work you up with a rubber hose?
Hurry it up, girls. I gotta get out of here.
Here, just throw everything into the suitcase. He may not be neat, but he sure won't be new.
Yeah, all those cute little red ants running around.
I know. Could you see the maid walking?
Hi, honey.
What's all the fuss about?
Oh, your daddy has to catch a flight to New York.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What you got there?
Well, me and Dewey Minton are going fishing in the morning. He's scared of slimy things, so I have to catch the night crawlers.
A woman's work is never done.
I don't see how anybody could be scared of big, fat, cuddly worms. You know, my teacher says someday we'll be eating them for protein.
Well, that's one diet I'm sure I can lose weight on.
Got some real beauties here. This one's practically a meal in itself.
And me without a Kaiser roll. Take that outside. And wash your hands. Twice. Three times. Oh. Whatever happened to sugar and spice and everything nice?
Someone here call a cab.
Yeah, come on in.
Hey, lady, I ain't got all day. Get a move on, huh?
If I put a move on you, you couldn't handle it. Come on, Chief, step on it. Come on.
Yeah, hey, I know, I know.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow your fishing rod?
What for?
I'm going fishing with Dewey over at Miller's Pond.
Samantha, I don't like you going fishing without somebody to look after you.
Well, Dewey's brother's going with us.
Oh, how old is he?
Almost five.
No, Samantha, you're going to have to wait till I come back.
But, Dad,
I'm sorry, honey. Now, please, don't give me any argument. I got to run. Samantha.
Hey, pal, we going or what?
Sweetheart, I'm waiting for my kiss.
We'll kiss in the cab.
Our chief, she'll be all right. I'll have a talk with her.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Daddy.
Well, see you all next week.
Right.
Oh, listen, when you go to bed at night, make sure to check that everything's locked.
10-4.
And just remember one thing. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
Oh, great girls, a whole week of drinking beer and lying around in our underwear watching TV.
I go fishing?
Because your father loves you and he worries about you.
Huh.
Oh, come on, Samantha. You can go fishing when your father gets back.
What am I supposed to do with all these worms?
I got it. Hello? Yes, it is. Mama? Is that you, Mama? Wait, what is it? A heart attack? When? Well, what did the doctor say? Okay. Mama, tell Daddy I said to hang in there. I'm coming home. I love you, Mama. Bye. They don't think that my daddy is going to make it. I haven't set eyes on that man since I left Alabama 16 years ago. Okay, girls, pack up. We're shipping out, okay?
No, I can't go.
Why?
I got a bio test on Monday. Dad'll kill me if I miss it.
Nell, we're old enough to take care of ourselves. Besides, I've got a date with Ernie tomorrow night.
Is he the one that always cancels out the last minute?
Yeah. But if I'm not here when he calls to cancel, he'll never ask me out again.
Okay, you two stay. Samantha, you pack, honey. You're going to Alabama with me. Your father would never forgive me if I left you here.
Mama, how's Daddy doing?
I'm afraid it's all up to the man upstairs.
Is there somebody upstairs with Daddy?
No, Marie. He's like your brain, all alone. Now sit down and let some blood flow to your head. Oh, I'll get that. Nell, it's you.
Hi,
oh, baby, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you too, Mom. Oh.
Marie? Is that my baby sister, Marie?
Welcome home, Nell.
Oh, you grew up.
And you grew out.
Well, 16 years is too long to be away. Come on in here, girl.
Oh, Mama, it feels so good to be home again.
Well, Nell, you never told us you had a daughter.
She's not my daughter, Mama.
I thought it was always the man who said he didn't do it.
Marie, sit down and rest your head some more.
Everybody, this is Samantha Kaniski.
Hi. It's weird being the minority.
I know. Honey, this is my mama.
How do you do, Samantha?
This is my baby sister, Marie.
Hi.
Oh, you're the one that used to wet Nell's bed.
And this is someone I never met before.
Oh, this is my husband, Robert.
Hi. I own my own business.
How nice. How nice.
Bob's Bootery.
It's a shoe store.
Thank you, honey. Brent Digby.
A pleasure to see you again, Nell. And who is this little stranger we have in our midst?
Samantha, this is Reverend Digby, my father's assistant. This is one of Chief Kaniski's little girls.
Who?
The man I live with.
Is that right? You're living in a state of sin?
No, California.
Marie.
Oh, Marie, I'm so glad you turned out pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Mama, how's Daddy?
Well, the doctor just left. It could be any time now.
But can I go up and see him now?
Well, honey, you know how angry he's been all these years since you ran away. So maybe I better go up and break the ice a little.
Who's that?
Why, that's Jesus, child.
Really? But I thought Jesus was white.
You're kidding. I always thought he was black.
Well, maybe Photomat sent you the negative.
Everybody has his own picture of Jesus. And he always looks like them. So whites want him white, blacks want him black, and Kermit the Frog wants him green. Mama, did you tell Daddy I was here?
Yes, I did, honey.
Good, I'm going to go up and see him.
Nell, you can't.
Why not?
He doesn't want to see you.
You can't mean that.
I pleaded with him, but he just wouldn't talk to you. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, sweetheart, for my sake.
Thanks, Mama.
Nell? I'm sorry.
Thank you, baby.
I know how you feel.
You do?
I was just thinking about Mom.
What about your mama?
Well, before she died, when she was in the hospital, they wouldn't let me in to see her. They said I was too young. I never got to tell her that I loved her.
I'm sure she knew.
I never got to tell her. And now Dad's in New York, and anything can happen to him there. He could get mugged or raped. Or he could elope with a bag lady.
Oh, don't worry, honey. You'll see your father soon.
But what if I don't? I never even hugged him when he left. If I ever see him again, I'm gonna tell him that I love him. Every single day of his life.
Come here. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much.
What for?
A little common sense. That old man upstairs is gonna see me whether he wants to or not. Thanks.
Leave me alone, Emma. I'm busy dying.
It's not Mama.
Then who is it?
It's me.
I know a lot of me's. Which one are you?
Nell.
Nell. I once had a horse named Nell. It was a loser, too.
Ooh, it stinks in here. What's burning?
My white owl.
Daddy, put that out. You're not supposed to be smoking.
Look, at this point, I'm not real worried about stunning my growth. When I go, you be sure they put an ashtray in my box.
Daddy, don't talk like that.
And make sure it's just a plain wooden box. No satin lining. They tilt you a little bit and you slide all over the place.
Daddy, can we have a talk?
Okay. Pull up a chair. Some weather we're having. Think it'll rain? President Reagan sure got this country in a mess. He ought to be one of the 9.5 million unemployed. Well, been nice talking to you. So long.
Daddy.
Look, you ran away. You left me, you left your mother, and you left the church. And all three of us think you ought to go suck an egg. How do you spell dignified?
Dignified? Why?
I can use it. I'm writing my eulogy.
You're writing your own eulogy? Well, what about Reverend Digby?
Well, when I finish mine, I'll write his. I wish he was going first.
Daddy, look, I ran away, but I came back. Why can't you forgive me?
Because I knew you had something special when you were 12. The choir was singing Amazing Grace. And your voice came out of there like a bell. You could have been another Mahalia Jackson. But you threw it all away. To singing nightclubs.
But you're always saying that God can hear you anywhere.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to pay a cover charge.
You never change, will you? You're still the same stubborn, stiff old man. I call you. You never talk to me. I write you. You never answer. You want to know one thing, Daddy? In all the years I've been gone, I never stopped loving you. Okay, okay. You don't have a daughter named Nell. But I have a father. Daddy. Daddy.
When you leave, which I hope is going to be real soon,
send Reverend Porkbelly in here. I want to teach him how to read this thing.
Bye, Daddy.
So long, stranger.
To pay final homage to a great man.
Amen.
Many of you are probably expecting me to give him one of my fine eulogies. However, the Reverend Harper wrote his own, and he gave it to me in a sealed envelope. He asked that it should be read by his runaway daughter, Nell. If she's still in town. Nell?
First, I'd like to say to the Reverend Digby, there's a reason why you're not delivering my eulogy. On a hot day, the last thing people need is a big bag of hot air. Now, as to my family, Emma, my dear wife, you've been an honest, God-fearing woman who stood by me and taken my guff for 35 years. But Emma, you got cold feet. If you're ever lucky enough to trap another man, you ought to wear socks to bed. Nobody wants to bed down with a pair of frozen drumsticks. And that reminds me, for God's sake, woman, do something about your cooking. No man should have to eat prison food in his own home.
Amen.
Now, as to my son-in-law, Robert. Uh-huh. And you, my daughter, Marie, married the best man in town.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Too bad for Marie. This is such a small town. Marie, you're the daughter whose beauty has always lit up my home. Too bad God gave you the brains of a tree stump. Child, you're 28 years old. Stop watching Sesame Street. And last, to my oldest daughter, Nell. Nell, when you walked into that room, I wanted to reach out and hug you and say, I love you. But I couldn't do it
Somehow, when you're alive, a man feels like a fool saying, I miss you, or my heart aches because you're not around. I'm looking out the window now at the field where you used to play when you were a little girl. I can still remember it. The day you came running up to me yelling, Daddy, I caught a rabbit. And you did. A big black rabbit with a white stripe down his back. I must have given you 10 baths that day. I miss those times, Nell, and I miss you. Thank you for coming back to me, daughter. Now stop this damn blubbering and sing.
Daddy.